As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it and welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, January the 3rd, 2011. Wow, 2011, here we are. 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always good news, lots of that. Hard facts, that too, workable solutions, when you can find them and where you can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. Be part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark. Sound is very low. Thank you very much over there. Let's take a check over here. Just checking out things over here. Let's take a look over there. Bring that up just a bit over there. We'll see if that works over there. Just testing out some new settings here this morning, folks. So let's just go with that and go with that. Well, it looks like we've got about as good as we're going to get right there for right now. So we'll just go back with that. All right. Anywho, nevertheless, Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussions, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. For those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too could be a part of it. All right, that's a little better out there. Great. For those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. All of our contact information can be found at the becomevocallocal.com webpage. And you can also find our archives at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metals open this year with a prospect for continued safe haven appeal. We'll talk about that in a moment. Graft, corruption, greed, bribery, well, there's all of that. You know, that's not going to change. But really, all things considered, this is the opening bell of the 2012 presidential election cycle. Like it or not, we've got a whole new year worth of elections coming. You're either going to be part of the solution or you'll just remain part of the problem. So we're going to talk about that a bit more today. We have time in the second hour. We'll go back in and visit a little bit more with Gustavus Myers, find out more about the great American fortunes, and, of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go in our market report for this morning. After trading New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, that would be 1 hour ago. For all of you that just join us, we start every day out like this with a little bit of a heartbeat of America, heartbeat of the world, looking at some of the major indices that are out there. And again, right off the New York Stock Exchange this morning, gold off $2.70 at $1,418.90 a troy ounce. The silver up 3 cents at $30.94 a troy ounce. Platinum up $10 at $1,779 an ounce, and palladium off $1 at $799 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, but we'll pick all that up right after these words from our sponsor.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.8thofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Monday, January the 3rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Again, we come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and once again review our market report for this morning. The active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading off $2.70 an ounce at $1,418.90 an ounce. Silver off up 3 cents at $30.94. Platinum up $10 at $1,779 a troy ounce, and palladium off a buck at $7.99. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, about a $9 spread there. $1,415.90 for a low, $1,425 for a high. That's right, we're trading well above the $1,400 mark right now. At $1,418.90, your gold is up $323.30 year-to-year for a 29.48% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,410.25, and it's been above that for most of the morning. The SPDR gold shares unchanged over the weekend. They claim to be holding 1,280.72 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $58 billion at these spot prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 8 at 11,578. The NASDAQ off 10 at 2653. And the S&P 500 closed Friday virtually flat at 1258. The crude oil this morning up 59 cents at $91.97 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index, that trade-weighted basket of currencies, Find out about that on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website, theice.com. But the USDX this morning up 22 basis points at 79.19. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie this morning up, trading against the U.S. dollar, up 60 basis points at a buck even. The Mexican peso up 27 basis points, still on the bright side of 8 cents. The euro off 23 basis points at $1.34. The British pound down 78 basis points at $1.55. And the Swiss franc still strong, yet down 19 basis points at $1.07 U.S. That's your exchange rates and all the things that you might want to do, whether you're going to go traveling or whether you're doing business or intercontinental commerce. That's what you're going to be dealing with. The bond market this morning, the two-year yields, the yield on the bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasuries, is at 0.63%. The 10-year yield is at 3.39%, and the 30 at 4.42%. Of course, that impacts the mortgage markets, where we find this morning the fixed-rate mortgage, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages, moving up from 3.97% a month ago to 4.32% this morning. The 30-year moves up from 4.57% to 4.99%, scratching the door again for 5% on those 30-year fixed mortgages. The prime rate this morning is at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio is 45.89:1. Friday, and Kitco shows that gold closed out at $1,421.60, ending the year very high and real strong. Silver was at $30.91 an ounce. Platinum at $800, up 13 on Friday. And platinum up $22 at $1,769. Overall, a very good year in the precious metals. Let's go into our market report a little bit further from the economic calendar this morning. We don't find too much happening. We're going to get a little bit of construction spending news coming out this morning. Tomorrow's going to be a bigger day. Motor vehicle sales will be out. The ICSC, Goldman store sales will be out. Redbook, factory orders, etc. Wednesday looks like a pretty good day. But Thursday, once again, recovering the pattern that we had last year. Thursday will be the big day. The chain store sales will be out. The Monster Employment Index will be out. The jobless claims and a bunch of bond offerings and so on and so forth. And then closing out the week on Friday, a full week of trading this week. The employment situation will be released early in the morning. Bernanke's to speak on Friday, and then the consumer credit report will be out then. So we'll see what all happens with that. Let's go over to this one and take a peek at some of the highlights for 2011, 2010, and looking forward just very briefly. Precious metals rally is likely to continue the first week of 2011. As all of the fundamentals continue to look good, the supports are in for the markets. Concerns over the Eurozone debt, fiscal and monetary stimulus in the U.S. and the currency considerations will remain steadfast. So nobody's going to take their eyes off the off what's going down in the Euro. We're still looking at what the downside potential is of all the stimulus in the United States. The currencies are up in the air, sovereign debt and the rest of that. It's all in the market. So we'll see the first couple of months of this month impacted by that. While some market watchers, Kitco writes here, warn that the potential for profit-taking in January is possible, many say strong demand under the market will limit significant losses and won't change the long-term bullish trend. So in other words, what they're talking about is in this first quarter, perhaps just in the first month or two of 2011, we might see some drops, some pullbacks in the precious metals as people adjust their portfolios going forward. But overall, all of the indicators look like things are going to be very steady and very good for the precious metals. Not too much doubt about that. Let's jump over here. I'm going to jump back and forth between a couple of windows. And let's look at this. Get my little mouse to start participating in the broadcast would be just fine. Okay, let's jump onto that one. Take a look at copper for a moment here. Rather large article. If we can get it to open, here we go. Come on. Let's do it. Jump on it. Come on. Move along. It's amazing. Amazing. You go through and you load all these pages prior to the broadcast, and then things dog you on here. The nanoseconds count when you're on the air. As copper prices boom, bust is scary. This is a thought. Scary thought. This is off the, let's see what we got here, the Arizona Daily Star. Talked about mining and mining stocks a lot here on this broadcast, but the current meteoric rise in copper prices is due partly to China's explosive economic growth as that country snaps up the metal to use its in its construction industry and consumer products. But other factors are at play, too, the authors write here. Number one, copper demand is growing in many nations as they either develop their economies or climb out of the Great Recession. All right? That's it. That's important because copper plays a very, you know, fundamental role in all things electronic, everything electric. You know, they have moved away into some different kinds of alloys to put into wiring, but predominantly copper is the king in that regard. Copper is used for lots of stuff, copper piping, copper as combined with other metals, and you get hybrids that are just absolutely essential. So copper is going to remain in the forecast here, and especially as China and some of the other countries in Asia continue to expand, they'll need just as much copper as we did when we were building the Warden June Cleaver America subdivisions and all of the new construction that's going on in Asia. So watch copper. Copper demand is growing in many nations as they either develop their economies or climb out of the Great Recession, the writers say here. Bringing new mines online to feed that demand takes a lot of time and money. In other words, it doesn't respond overnight. It takes a lot of advanced planning, a lot of research, and a lot of geological work and surveying, excavations, and all kinds of things, drilling, to get to a new source of copper. So just keep your eyes peeled on copper. Copper prices are likely to continue to rise.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays, for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, as many of you know that listen to the broadcast on a regular basis, we did report on a couple of different news articles off of Bloomberg last month in regards to the Nat King Cole, the Nathan Rothschild, Nathaniel Rothschild, his desire to build a consortium of gold coal, C-O-A-L, little black rocks, you know, coal producers, a consortium of coal producers, much on the same line of BHP Billiton, the biggest one of the Barrick mines, the biggest miners on the planet. And that's kind of troubling to me because we see this as kind of a repeat of what went down with the Vanderbilts back so long ago, which we'll talk about perhaps later in the broadcast. But the same thing runs with copper. You know, copper is absolutely essential, and the price of copper just continues to climb and climb and climb. But there's reasons for that. Continuing, it says here, new investment vehicles for copper could take some supplies off the markets, and just the possibility has already sent prices skyward. So one of the things that we're dealing with is speculation in these marketplaces, and the exchange-traded products, the ETPs or the ETFs, don't make the situation any better. Day traders and people just kind of casually getting in and around can push up and push down these various commodity markets without ever getting their hands dirty or seeing a gram of copper in their lives other than what they might have around the house. And so that's a little bit difficult. But when we look at all of the various products coming online, whether we're talking about all of these wind generators that are being built, and of course the windings in those generators are most likely copper, just like in most any electric motor. But in addition to that, there's all of the solar technologies that are coming along, all of these various retrofits and rebuilds for coal-fired electrical generation plants. There ought to be a lot of copper piping going into something like that, and so on and so forth. But here the article continues. In Arizona, the surging prices are triggering more copper exploration and mining, creating new jobs. But the boom carries a potential downside. Prices are rising so furiously that a copper bubble could occur, hurting the same copper companies that are riding high today. Some experts say that could send prices crashing when the bubble bursts, adding another chapter onto the long boom-bust story of the copper industry. Experts say, you know, always got to have, isn't that great? Experts say the higher prices may also hurt industries that use copper in cars, homes, computers, and thousands of other products. Here are some of the facts about rising copper prices, and then they just continue a rather lengthy and interesting story, nevertheless, developing in the copper investment pool, if you will. So we'll keep an eye on that. Let's see what we got here. This is another one. Didn't get much out of this, but there's was a strong, they say here, a 7 off of Reuters, Africa, a strong 7.1 magnitude earthquake hits Chile, no injuries, they claim. Officials say no reports of injuries or damage. Coastal residents rushed to higher ground fearing a tsunami. Oil refinery and copper mining operations, normal, all right, this by Maria Jose Latorre, Santiago, Chile, January the 2nd, a strong 7.1 magnitude earthquake hit central Chile on Sunday, driving panicked residents from their homes due to fears of a tsunami, but causing no injuries or damage, which we can say the same. Over the weekend, a couple of tornadoes touched down in the northern part of Arkansas, southern part of central Missouri, I believe resulted in 6 deaths. I may be mistaken on that one. But again, that was up in the Rolla, Missouri area, fortunately, quite a ways distant from here. Continuing last February, an 8.8 magnitude earthquake caused tsunami waves that devastated coastal towns in the same area of the South American country, killing more than 500 people, blah, blah, blah. Sunday's quake struck the town of Tirura, almost set 44 miles northwest of Timoco at 5:21 p.m., the director of the country's Onami Emergency Office said. Well, there is that. Anywho, there didn't seem to be any real big problems. The repeal of the Form 1099 rules would be a key issue for the U.S. coin dealers in 2011. Of course, this news is important for everybody, not just coin dealers, but this off of Bloomberg by Alan Sikora, writing this, U.S. coin dealers might not be getting one of their Christmas wishes, but at least there are signs that Congress may deliver when lawmakers return to work this week. More specifically, that'll be the January the 5th, I believe, starts the New World Order 2011. More specifically, dealers and many of their customers hope that Congress will scrap the new Form 1099 reporting requirements before they are scheduled to go into effect in 2012. So we've got basically a grace period for this year. We've got to get this legislation done. They've got to get rid of these 1099 reportings as part of that Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, the health care law passed not long back here now. But starting in 2012, entities must find a file of Form 1099 with the IRS whenever they make transactions paying out $600 to another party. The measure does not create a new tax, but instead attempts to establish a paperwork trail to force those who should be paying taxes to do so if they aren't already. The controversial section would affect all businesses, not just gold dealers. However, precious metals may be one of the most heavily impacted sectors, since the $600 threshold is less than the current price for 1 ounce of gold, and we could say platinum, palladium, both, rhodium as well, etc., meaning a substantial percentage of transactions will require increased paperwork. Owners of several coin operations told Kitco News that they anticipate having to file several thousands of these forms each year, which would result in a significant expense for small businesses with less than 25 employees. And, of course, every time there's a significant expense for small businesses, what happens? It gets rolled over onto you and onto I. So there's more to that article as well. Bank of America sees a $2 billion charge on home loans and insurances off Bloomberg. Steve Dixon writing on January the 3rd. BOA or Bank of America Corp., the biggest U.S. bank by assets, will take a $2 billion impairment charge and a $3 billion provision in the fourth quarter to resolve mortgage repurchase claims by Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. All right, it's a lot of money, but it's really not going to get them out of the woods, in my opinion. But they claim that it will. They think that it will. I don't know. I don't think so. The agreement provides for a $1.28 billion cash payment to McLean, Virginia-based Freddie Mac, to resolve mortgage repurchase claims arising from 787,000 loans sold through 2008 by Legacy Countrywide Financial Corp. out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Bank of America also agreed to pay $1.34 billion in cash to the Washington-based Fannie Mae after applying certain credits to an agreed-upon settlement of $1.52 billion, according to the statement. Bank of America believes that it has addressed its remaining exposure to repurchase obligations for residential mortgage loans sold directly to the GSEs, Bank of America said in a statement. So even though we're still contemplating that this mortgage problem could bring the world of banking down, you guys are covering their assets real carefully. U.S. Yield spreads falls below the rest of the world. Again, we look at these bond markets all the time. Every morning, this morning, the two-year bonded indebtedness to U.S. Treasuries is yielding 0.63, the 10-year at 3.39, and the 30 at 4.42. This article off Bloomberg by Tim Katz, the U.S. Yield spreads fall below rest of the world. For the first time on record, investors are demanding a smaller premium to own U.S. corporate bonds than global company debt. Bondholders demand 166 basis points more in yield to hold U.S. investment-grade company debt instead of treasuries, compared with an average of 169 basis points spread worldwide. And it continues kind of dry and droll. Nevertheless, the shift highlights confidence in North America's economic recovery as companies across the Atlantic and in Europe contend with the cost of bailing out Greece and Ireland while waiting to see whether the fiscal crisis ensnares more countries. The U.S. economy is forecast to grow faster this year than either the Euro region or Japan, according to the Bloomberg surveys. Well, that's what they forecast. God only knows what will happen, but we'll all have to stick around for that. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so, of course, there's more news in the news basket this morning. Goolsbee says failure to raise U.S. debt ceiling would be catastrophic. Of course, who's Goolsbee, right? Now, the Goolsbees, this guy, Austin Goolsbee, they started bringing his name up when Lawrence Summers was getting the axe and being sent back to Harvard to finish his teaching career so they get his pensions. So they bring this guy up out of Texas. You know, you do a genealogical search on Goolsbee as a name, you'll find it most peculiar. It's almost like, where the hell did they come from anyway? But there's a bunch of them in Texas and other places in the United States. But where are the Goolsbee's family tree? Anyhow, I don't know. But it continues. This is an article by William McQuillan off of Bloomberg. Austin Goolsbee, Austin Goolsbee, chairman of the U.S. Council of Economic Advisors, said if Congress fails to raise the debt ceiling, quote, the impact on the economy would be catastrophic, close quote. Okay, so if they don't jack up the debt ceiling, they don't raise the debt ceiling, if they don't go deeper and deeper in debt, it's the impact on the economy is going to be catastrophic, he says. All right, so we're getting some of the same, you know, Keynesian foolishness out of Goolsbee as we saw out of the rest of the clowns. And why would we expect anything to be different? But it's really concerning to me because this guy has been touted as, you know, like the emerging guru in all things financial, all right? And so far, wouldn't give you a dime for him. Here's a quote. I don't see why anybody's playing chicken with the debt ceiling, Goolsbee said on today on ABC's This Week program. If we get to the point where we damage the full faith and credit of the United States, that would be the first default in history caused by pure insanity. I don't know, how do you feel this morning, folks? How do you feel? Do you have a full faith in the credit of the United States? Full faith and credit of the United States? If we damage the full faith and credit of the United States, hasn't this been an ongoing paradigm ever since Franklin Delano Roosevelt took us off the gold standard? I think so. How about you? The government is slated to hit the legal limit on borrowing. That never seems to stop them. $14.3 trillion early this year. Congress must agree to raise that ceiling, or the U.S. could be forced to default on its obligations. I think he's taking a card right out of Benjamin Shalom, I Love Israel, and Bernanke's playbook. You know, a little bit more force on the legislators. After candidates supported by the anti-deficit Tea Party activists were elected on pledges to rein in government spending, some lawmakers have said they would demand budget cuts in exchange for voting to raise the debt ceiling. The U.S. has a $1.3 trillion federal budget deficit. Barry the usurper's debt reduction panel failed last month to agree on its chairman's reductions for ways to reduce the annual deficit to about $400 billion in 2015. Okay, so they can't figure out where they're going to cut. It's all these greedy petards, you know, they just got to have their hands in the till, and they will not make any accommodation. The plan would have increased taxes by $1 trillion by 2020 by scaling back or eliminating hundreds of deductions, exclusions, or credits, such as those allowing homeowners to write off the interest on their mortgage payments. It also would have cut individual and corporate income tax rates. But they didn't say anything here about getting the hell out of Afghanistan or Iraq, or scaling back on their plans to go to war with North and South Korea, or going into Iran. Don't say anything about any of that. You know, they don't go into the real debt pocket. All of these military industrial complex contractors. No, they're not talking about any of that. What they're talking about is going into your pocket and mine, seeking common ground. Goolsbee said he anticipates that the usurper will find common ground with Republicans on legislation. Just call that the middle way, the third way, common purpose, right? To benefit the economy, citing investment incentives and tax cuts for workers and small businesses, and warned against cutting back on spending for needed economic growth. The reason the deficit is big this year is because we're coming out of the worst recession since 1929, Goolsbee said. He doesn't mention that the bankers brought this recession on. He doesn't talk about the fraudulent mortgage schemes. He doesn't talk about the ongoing and the longest running war in American history over in Iraq and Afghanistan. Not talking about any of that. No, he says that the reason why we have a big deficit is because we're coming out of a recession. What a brain dead fart this guy is. Senator Lindsey Graham, a South Carolina Republican, said failing to raise the debt ceiling would be very bad for the position of the United States and the world at large, close quote. Still, he wouldn't vote to raise it until a plan is placed to deal with the debt, so on and so forth. And then they talk about continuing recovery. Here's a brief article. We'll close the news on this one. But it goes along this line. You know, we've been talking about the only way you're going to get out of this thing is to have jobs. And the only place that I can see where they're making jobs is they're taking existing jobs and they're splitting them up, giving them to two, three, four people. Everybody's going on part-time in this country. And this article addresses that. Underemployed at 17% reflects small businesses rebounding with more part-timers. This by Vivian Lu Chen and Timothy R. Homan, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg. And then it goes on and it has this, you know, appeal to your heartstrings. Lee and Kate Amon, owners of internet retailer Kate's Caring Gifts. That's what we need, is more caring gifts, right? It's going to really bring us right out of the recession. Say they need a 50% increase in sales before adding a full-time employee. The Fremont, California-based couple has two part-timers who handle orders for organic food baskets and natural soaps because, quote, it gives us the flexibility to add or subtract their hours, said Lee, 54 years old, quote. It costs us about the same to hire one full-time person, but if that person gets sick, we're toast. All right? As the U.S. economy gains momentum heading into 2011, small business employment, wouldn't you like to have that kind of a job, sitting in somebody's garage, okay, out along their three-bedroom ranchette, you know, and you're sitting in the garage, and you've got these various products that they've ordered off the internet, and they're all sitting around, and all they're doing is the value-added thing. Okay, they found gift baskets, so they got this basket, and they put this basket down, and then they put in some kind of like a little filler, like a, you know, that cellulose stuff they use in Easter baskets, and then they arrange these items in there, you know, and then they put a little bow on the thing, you know, and they put it in a big box and pack it full of newspapers and other things, and then they ship it out. That's going to be the recovery, right? Organic food baskets and natural soaps. And they've got, what, 2 part-time helpers and the husband and the wife. I guess that's what's driving America today. As the U.S. economy gains momentum heading into 2011, small business employment is lagging behind other drivers of the recovery. While past rebounds were led by companies with fewer than 500 people, I'd say this article definitely addresses the wrong end of that market. I want to hear about the 465 to 495 employee companies out there that are building canopies and doing metalwork and so on and so forth that really drive this country, not somebody, a mom and pop working out of their garage, okay? I'm going to drop down a little bit. I'm not sure we'll ever return to the type of full employment we've had in the past, said Charles McMillan, the president and chief economist at forecasting firm MBG Information Services in Washington, who has studied labor markets for 30 years. I'm not sure we'll ever return to the type of full employment we've had in the past. Okay, did you hear that? This is the story that's being floated all over the internet. This is the story that's being floated all over mainstream news. I'm not sure we'll ever return to the type of full employment we've had in the past. That ought to be a heads up. Investors are rewarding the efficiencies small business adopted to battle the recession because the changes have gone hand in hand with better profitability. Well, what is the change? The change is to take the number of jobs. Let's say that you have a business and you ordinarily would have 50 employees. We've got a massive glut of unemployment out there. So rather than having 50 full-time employees with benefits and, you know, days off and all of that stuff and holidays and vacations, instead of having those people, you know, gainfully employed, meaningfully employed, at a career type of a job, instead, we'll double it and we'll say we'll hire 100 people and we'll work them part-time. All right? That's where we're going. Part-time jobs. Everybody on a part-time job. Of course, part-timers can be sacked at any moment. All right? Part-timers, in another article, or another part of this longer article, says one company, you know, gave the option to his people either get fired, and they did, they laid off, or you could hire back as an independent contractor. In other words, there's no benefits, there's no retirement, there's no health care, there's none of that. You're an independent contractor. You can come in and stand at the same, you know, place, the same mill that you were running before, but this time you're on your own, sucker. Well, that may be the workforce in America. I don't know how many of you ever listened to Dr. Wynn Parker, Parker's Pathways. It's on another network. Last evening I caught a replay. It was very poignant, all right? Very poignant. Because what he was talking about is that January the 2011 is the first day of the International Law Global Order, all right? The International Law Global Order. And what he was also mentioning was that this last week, while everybody was distracted with the merchantman's holy days and wind and other things like that, and tornadoes and hurricanes, major pieces of legislation crept through at the midnight hour. Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so once again, just not so much to give him a shout out, but on a plug, but definitely was an interesting broadcast last evening. I guess he broadcast earlier in the day, but regardless of the reporter, he definitely laid it out very well and went through a long list. I certainly don't have them all. I copied my notes down as quickly as I could, but they're not as complete as I'd hoped to be able to present. And I wasn't able to find a list of what legislation was actually passed last week. But a whole gob and a bunch of stuff snuck through in the twilight hours of the 111th Congress, all right? And now we're going to January the 5th, the day after tomorrow, I guess will be the first day of the new Congress, and we'll see whether they do or whether they don't open this Congress with a reading of the Constitution, you know? Whether that'll be worth anything or not is, you know, here or there. But some of these people, if they do read the Constitution, it might be the first time any of them ever heard it, you know, but they really don't follow it anyway. So, well, I guess it would make for a nice theater. But there was lots of stuff that went down, all right, in the past week. And if any of you have the wherewithal or the interest to find out about it, it looks like it would be some fertile soil to dig in to find out about it. And again, just as another kind of a shout out to Chris Kemp, in our chat room, frequent, you know, used to be a host here on the network, Coffee and Cigarettes, but he had a broadcast yesterday there where he interviewed Clint Richardson, the fellow that developed and produced out the CorporationNation.com, the video that encapsulates the work of Walter Burian, all right, the CAFRA1.com website. So there's two of them, CorporationNation.com and CAFRA1.com. I'm very interested now, finally, because Clint has put together this fantastic video that helps us to see much clearer just what Walter Burian has been trying to bring out for years, in that there is something going on, you know, and it doesn't look good. And it certainly doesn't look good to me. But I was, I wouldn't say shocked, because this is the sort of stuff you can anticipate, but exceedingly disappointed to hear about this unified police force out of Salt Lake. It's a multi-jurisdictional unified police force where the sheriff of the county, you know, we make these appeals, you know, oh, the sheriff is the highest law in the land, and that whole crowd. Well, that's not what's going down in the new global order, folks. We talked about this a long time ago, back in 2004, 2005, when I started bringing out the enhanced 911 system to the general public and introduced the idea of the NIMS system, the National Incident Management System, and these E911 bunkers all across the America, as we have the 911, you know, pick up your telephone and call a cop or a fire truck or an ambulance from one convenient call center. That whole thing morphed. It morphed into the enhanced 911 system, and we have this interlocking grid of cell towers that sprung up all across America. The three-dimensional coordinate geometry, geographic information system, geographic positioning system, all of that has descended on us and at us, and the plethora, the outpouring of these multi-jurisdictional task forces. Well, here in the Salt Lake City, Utah, this multi-jurisdictional unified police force has been launched, apparently, and is being run by a private corporation, and it's being run by another kind of the Salt Lake Valley Law Enforcement Area Corporation, who are basically brokering law enforcement agency and first responder information to the people in the county and assessing in unincorporated areas, apparently, a fee up to $170 per household, all right, houses and businesses. So that's a real big change. And if we see that continue to spread across this country, it's going to completely redraw the map when it comes to policing and community policing and the advancement of communitarian law in our country. Not at all a good thing. So here we are. We find ourselves at the beginning of 2011. This is a time for us to take stock, time to look forward to this year. We've been talking about this idea of restoring our Constitution in limited Republican form of representative government. And as I like to say, one precinct, one town, one city, one county, and one state at a time. Now, you're going to either be part of the solution or you're going to be part of the problem. But what we've been hearing, whether it's Clint Richardson or whether it's Ellen Brown or whomever it might be that you're listening to, everybody is talking about going back and taking power back at the local level, from the grassroots, running it all the way back up to the brass roots. If you're looking at the apex of the pyramid, if you're looking at the all-seeing eye that hovers above Congress, you're looking at the wrong place, all right? It's nice to take notice of that, but the place where we can be most effective is right where we are, in our towns and our cities and our counties and our states, and everybody's saying it now, and I'm glad to see that. But there is a process that I called Plan B some years ago. Mike Chambers gave me the opportunity to come on the air with him and Jim Condit Jr. We went through this process. Jim Condit Jr. has a website out there, too. I think it's called Truth Attack. But Jim has been on this drill for a long time. So have I. Recognizing the importance of the precinct, the voting precinct, as the fundamental building block of our entire system of government in this country. And to be most effective, this is where we can work. Now, one of the things that you want to think about when you look at your local voting precinct is this is a chameleon. It's a multipurpose tool. It's like having the Leatherman on your belt, all right? It can be used for many, many different purposes. You know, we have the one groups out there, the Walter Reddy and that group. You know, they're looking at starting up the militia. The militia's the answer. The militia's the answer. Then we've got the other people out there, black box voting. You know, we've got to have poll watchers. Poll watching is the answer. And you've got everybody else out there. Well, we've got to be, you know, self-sufficient with our gardening. Well, yeah, self-reliant gardening, that's the answer. The Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance, that's the answer. That'll be the ticket. Well, actually, it's all of the above. And it all starts right where you are. It starts in your local voting precinct. It's a geographic boundary. It's a political subdivision. It's the smallest place in our whole constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. It's also the seat of power of the political parties. You would think that it would be the most lowly job in town, and yet it turns out to be the most powerful position in the entire party system. Amazing. And so what is a local voting precinct? If you take out your voter's registration card, and if you don't have one, well, then you can help those that do. But if you take out your voter's registration card and look at it, you'll see that you vote in a specific place, you know, down at that firehouse or at the church, wherever you go to vote, all right? That is the polling location. That's the polling place for your local voting precinct, all right? That's where it is. And so it's usually somewhere central to the voting precinct that you live in. And so that then becomes your focus of attention. You can go to your county clerk's office, or your local election authority, and you can obtain a map, a Xerox copy, a map of that shows all of the voting precinct that you live in. Now, some, and here in Southwest Missouri, you'll get some resistance at the county clerk's office. They'll hem and haw and, no, they don't have a map. Well, they do. They do have a map, and they're always paying attention to those boundaries because as population information comes out of the census, they may have to adjust the boundaries of the local voting precincts, okay? But they do have maps, and if you press them and press them and press them, you should be able to get a copy of the map almost for free, maybe 25 cents for the Xerox copy. But then when you have a copy of that map in your hand, you've just begun your journey. All right. This is the baby step. This is the wake up into how this political system actually functions and or dysfunctions if you're not involved in it. But so you take that map and then you can just kind of drive around, nose around or walk around. Sometimes if you live in the city, you know, your voting precinct is just a few city blocks, lots of people packed in there. If you live out in the country like I do, or one of our listeners that back in the beginning of this broadcast here on Oracle called in from I think it was Idaho or Oregon. I think it was Idaho. And I mean to tell you, you know, there's hundreds of square miles in his voting precinct. That's because there's almost no people. All right. So it's all based on population counts. And so your precincts will be big if you're in a sparsely populated area. If you're in a densely populated area, your precinct will be small. But it doesn't matter. It works the same way. See, one of the things that has happened in this country is that we forgot all about the town hall meeting. Oh, yeah, you heard all about it. You know, in the roll-up to the 2010 election, they started holding all these town hall meetings, but they only hold them once just for show, and then they don't do it again. A town hall meeting ought to be held on a monthly basis. You can easily do that with a local voting precinct group. You just get people to realize that it's up to them to make a difference. So we'll be back for hour number two right after these top of the hour commercials, and stay tuned. Be back in a couple of minutes.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc. Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, January the 3rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, kicking off the first hour, or the second hour of our two-hour broadcast today on the first broadcasting day for this broadcast of the new year. And just kind of starting off with a little bit of the foundational, the fundamental basics, if you will, of what it is to become vocal local, looking at the voting precinct here and how important it is for us to be aware of them, take cognizance of the fact that it is a fundamental building block of our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. And if you choose to do nothing, well, we're going to just have nothing but more of the same kind of tyranny that we've been dished up before. If you choose to do something, you can begin to affect change right where you are. Now, here in the local newspaper, public notice, City of Purdy, you can have the same thing in the City of Exeter, where I reside, if you want to use the terminology, Cassville and elsewhere. But a public notice, City of Purdy, candidate filing for the April 5th, 2011 election. Bet you didn't know there was an April 5th, 2011 election, but these are called the municipal elections. And in April, there will be elections held. And what are they going to do here? They're looking for a mayor, alderman, a second alderman, Ward 2. Plus, they're looking for people to declare their candidacy to run and hopefully win as school board members. So if you want to get involved with your school board, your local school board, maybe your local area is having a election for small town mayors and aldermen, the time is at hand. You want to start paying very close attention, because your declaration of candidacy makes or breaks a campaign run. If you don't get your declaration for candidacy in time, you're not going to have a chance. And it's always tough to start from scratch and start building a local voting precinct group after you've already formed, you know, declared your candidacy for a particular office. Far better would it be to spend these winter months putting together your local voting precinct group, sharing information and articles. You know, somebody, if you can find a location where you actually have internet access, somebody could bring a web or bring a laptop and maybe put together some, what do they call those presentations? They're called, what are they? PowerPoint presentations, you know, do those sort of things. You can work together, get into groups, you know, look at various aspects. Some people follow and track the school issues. Some people go after the child protective services. Some people monitor what's going down in the health department. Some of them follow the sheriff's department. Some of them look at what's going on in your ambulance districts. You look at your property tax receipts. You look at all of the various funds that are being taxed, you know, you're being taxed for through your property, like your senior centers and your councils on aging and that sort of stuff, your parks, your rec, and all of that, and put together individuals, find individuals who have some interest in or particular need to know information about that to be the to the news hounds for the area. And so by getting together in a group in this fashion, you can come together once a month or maybe twice a month, make reports on your findings, develop action plans, and then when it comes time to actually run in a campaign, maybe you want to put two people or three people on a school board and gain a simple majority right there so that you can start bringing your education system around, or at least take the CAFRA information and be an insider where you can actually sit down and look at all these various pension funds and whatnot, your all the athletic funds and so on, and all of the employees and their wages. You know, working from the inside, instead of having to file a Freedom of Information Act request as a school board member, you just go to the secretary and say, hey, honey, Xerox this, please. Okay? I want to have a copy of that so that I can make a discussion about it at the next school board meeting, so on and so forth. So it's so much easier to work from within than it is to try and affect change from without. So with all of that, Deanne Burley, of course, many of you remember Deanne Burley. She was a host on the RBN. She does a broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. She's going to be a write-in independent candidate for the mayor of Chicago running against Rahm Emanuel. Yeah, you can. It ought to be a fun platform for Deanne.
I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we can see that even, if you have little or no chance of winning, with Deanne Burley, running against Rahm Emanuel for the mayor of Chicago, little or no chance of winning in something like that. But there are many people that I know, well, I wouldn't say many, but a dozen at least, who actually are on the ballot all the time. Just use that platform, just use that ballot access platform. And so they can go and be involved in the various discussions and in all these meetings. You'd be surprised just having your name on the platform. The media will rush up and they want your opinion sometimes. So it gives you an opportunity you wouldn't ordinarily have to talk to a group of people. It also sometimes gives you an opportunity as a candidate to a candidate to ask questions of the other candidates, those like Rahm Emanuel. Would you like to be able to sit across the table and ask him a few poignant questions? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so number one is you got your precincts, and there's more to the precincts than just that. Again, like I said, it's a multi-purpose thing. Maybe somebody's down on their luck. Maybe you've got some other idea and you want to try something out. Wouldn't it be better to be working with a group of like-minded people that you've been, cultivating over a period of years to work right where you are? What are you going to do if you hear about your county coming up with one of these ideas of developing this new international policing force in your town? You know, the multi-jurisdictional unified police force becoming a corporation and running all the policing in your county, especially the people who live in unincorporated areas. You know, some people live in an unincorporated part of the county because they don't want to be bothered by municipal governments. All right. It gives you a certain amount of freedom. You just as soon not have somebody crawling up your stovepipes all the time. But here are these clowns who are going to be out there taxing against people's property, $170 a year, to subsidize this corrupt police state. All right? So these are things that you can block, as we like to say, as globalism transitions from global to local. We become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, our cities, and our counties, and our states. And nothing can work better for you on that than to have developed a fully flushed out local voting precinct group, all right? And then if there's people that are in another voting precinct someplace else, they want to join up with you, well, they can come maybe to get ideas. But what you want to do is encourage them to start a precinct group right where they are. In the Berry County, Missouri, there's 19 voting precincts that make up the whole county, all right? 19. Over in McDonald County, the far southwest corner of Missouri, there's only 14 voting precincts, okay? And now these voting precincts, each one of them, for each of the established parties, has a county committee man and a county committee woman, and they're elected from people at large in your voting precinct. So perhaps you, because you've already, you know, Johnny on the spot and you're ahead of the game, you could vote, you could, someone could declare their candidacy, a husband and wife team works the best, to be the county committee man and the county committee woman on each of the Republican and the Democratic parties in your area. Go ahead, take the libertarians too, you know. But the idea is, in all of this, is to become the county party for each of the established political parties. You actually, you and your friends, the people that you know, actually become the county committee for the Republican and the Democratic and then perhaps the Libertarian parties in your county. And you can do that, but you'll have to be aggressive to do it. You'll have to be aggressive to win because you're going up against the old Masons. You're going up against the old Baptists. You're going up against the people that have lived there for a long time. And maybe some of the best potential candidates would be people that you know whose family has lived in the county or lived in the area for a long time, and they could stand for election. All right? Then you can really affect a change. You start to change the whole makeup. Why is that? Well, because the party endorses your judges. The party endorses your candidates for sheriff. And it's the party structure, all those precinct committees working unified together in a county that actually helps to run and win candidates, raise money, put out signs, sign locations, all of that. All right? This is how the system actually works. And you can take it over right where you are. You don't have to suck along on the hind titty for the rest of your lives. And we're, quite frankly, flat out of time. All right? So it's time to get seriously busy. So here we are, the first day of 2011, and we're looking forward. We've got an election coming up in spring, the municipal elections, then we'll have elections later on in the year. Then next year we'll have more elections, and then we'll be full-fledged out in Barry the Usurper running for re-election as president, quote-unquote, of the corporation of the U.S. All right? And from what I've been hearing on some of the late-night news by some of the groups that put together news, the news gatherers, is that Barry the Usurper may not have any viable opposition in 2012. My God in heaven, the people of this country just gone to bed. Why don't we just get a spade and bury them, get a headstone, mark them off. These people are completely gone. All right? Anyway, so this is how we start the process. Now, also at the local voting precinct level, you can do the other process, which is who watches the watchers. You know, this goes right back to Brave New World and Brave New World Revisited, although it's Huxley's work. But who's going to watch over the watchers? Who's going to be the custodian of the custodians? Certainly, we're being databased 6 ways to Sundays. But you can put together, begin developing a database of the known idiots in your county, you know, and certainly in your precinct, in your towns. You know, who are the guys that really need to be given a vacation? Or maybe they need to be given a vacation in the big house. Who are these people? Who are the people that are lying in their pockets? You know, we've been reading Gustavus Myers, finding out about this muckraker and his talent for digging out the real details. Maybe you're a good researcher on the Internet. Maybe you could go up on Mana.com and and go up on and really look at this corporation nation and figure out how the system is working in your area, and then be able to bring that, you know, as they say, speaking truth to power. Once you start to reveal to these people that you're onto their game, don't you think that the odds might change? They might start listening to you. They might start getting a little antsy. It might even get dangerous for you. But danger is part of this thing. As I say, you know, the tree of liberty needs to be watered from time to time with the blood of tyrants and patriots, you know. It's the manure, the natural manure for the tree of liberty. Of course, I prefer freedom to liberty. But again, all this is not meant to be give place to the globalist maxim, think global and act local. Far from it. See, that's the other side. I don't advocate the other side. To become vocal local is the antithesis, even the very nemesis of globalism. It's not pure localism, but it falls that way. It's not populism. It's not nationalism. It's just understanding that we have a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government if we can keep it, Dorothy. If it doesn't mean anything to you, then move off to another country. You know, expatriate. Go ahead. But for those of us that it actually means something to you, or we're not willing to throw our birthright away on a casual basis, you know, it's time to get busy and get seriously busy. We must in the towns. It's another great place. I'd like to be the mayor of your town. But what we found out with the Corporation Nation, again, that's corporationnation.com, is that if you look at your town, everything, your dog catcher, you know, your water plant, your sewer plant, all of that stuff, these are all corporations. The road districts, these are all corporations. And they have a certain amount of money that they tax you for. And then there are certain people that get employment, you know, they get compensated, and so they get money that way. And then there are certain people that then go on pensions, and so they get double compensated there. But as Cliff Richardson and Walter Burian has pointed out, there's far more money in their pools than is necessary to take care of their pensions. And so they're out there investing in all the very same corporations that are advancing the United Nations Global Agenda 21 Program of Action for Sustainable Development. They're investing in all those companies. Don't you think that it's to your school teacher's advantage if they're heavily invested in Microsoft to get the smart boards and fill the school up with new computers all loaded with Microsoft? If they're invested in HP, where do you think that they're going to support? Yeah, they'll do it, you know. One teacher per child. It's good business. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in, the lines are open. Let's go right directly over to Brian in Oklahoma City. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Do you know what's allowed when protesting? Like, if I was going to protest at Walmart, like, am I allowed to stand on their property or out on the sidewalk or what?
Well, I think that you would want to respect the fact that they have private property rights, title, and an interest in their land. And so I would probably not stand anywhere on their property. I would probably go out on the sidewalk and protest from that position and or go about 50 or 60 feet off their property to the north or south or east or west of their driveways and have my signs there so you're clearly not on their land. That way they would have very little to complain about, and they wouldn't be able to necessarily call the cops and rat you out.
I was thinking to protest the shoppers, you know, have signs that say, shame on Walmart shoppers, you know.
Well,
and,
that would be something that you could, that would be a campaign that you could launch, you know. If you organize your placards correctly, you could point them to the reasons why you think they should feel bad about shopping at Walmart. For instance, you know, Walmart sells this kind of a product or that kind of a product, something made by Foxconn, you know, or something like that, employs child labor. Make sure that you name the right companies. And that sort of thing could be effective. But again, I would suggest not being on their property so that they cannot have any real complaint against you personally.
Now, I was thinking, what about putting, like, giant signs on our vehicles and kind of blocking the traffic, you know, kind of driving around the building really slow or, like, around the property, maybe just off the property in the stoplights where they make left-hand turns into there?
Well, if you obstruct the traffic, you can anticipate the cops supporting the merchants. They're hired by the merchants. They're funded by the merchants. They're there to protect the merchants and their merchant interests. So be very careful about doing that. But as far as having signs on your trucks, like if you had a pickup truck and you built a big sign in the back, you could drive through like you're looking for a parking place and then come back off their property again. But you're just kind of making a swoop. But again, you'd want to stage that really carefully and make sure that you don't obstruct their entranceways or anything like that, because you don't want to give them the opportunity to throw rocks back at you.
Okay. What's a good way to find out how much all the government officials make in my area?
Well, again, that would be something that has been revealed a little bit by this Corporation Nation. You might look at that. But each of the various office holders, if you wanted to find out, for instance, let's say how much your county clerk receives, I think the best thing to do would just be to call the county clerk's office and ask for the what are the compensation schedule for the employees that work there. And if they don't give it to you, then you could do a Freedom of Information Act request on them because it's public information.
Oh, okay.
Generally, they'll tell you, okay, as long as you approach them courteously, if you will. You know, if you come in, you know, real braggadocious and push your way, if you shove, oftentimes people will shove back. But if you come in with your hand, you know, your palms up rather than your palms down and your fists clenched, I've gotten more results that way than the other way. You come in with a bullhorn and they'll push back.
I think there should be one place where all that information is located, you know.
Well,
so it wouldn't have to be a big, difficult process for me to find out what everybody's taken away from the table.
Well, they don't make it easy for you. You know, the county, for instance, you could go to the county treasurer's office. The county's treasurer's office should be the one that cuts most of the checks, but not necessarily, because as we find out by studying this corporation nation, a lot of the offices that you think are county funded are actually private corporations themselves. Your city clerk, your county clerk, all of these are private corporations, and they run themselves. They're quasi-governmental in nature. But again, I would just go right to that. Go ahead.
What do you think about trying to find lawyers that would take up court cases with you against the government, like on a pro bono kind of thing?
Well, there has to be a pocket that's deep enough for them to pick to really interest a lawyer. There are lots of lawyers today. I mean, we have a super glut of lawyers. There are a lot of lawyers today that may be out of work, may be unemployed. But once they join the Bar Association, their souls have pretty much been given over to the system. It's hard to find somebody to do that. Let's say you do find somebody that's interested. If they wage campaigns and wage wars against City Hall for you, even pro se, pro bono, if they do that, they're going to close the door for themselves, perhaps forever, to ever getting a meaningful employment and respect in that county.
So that probably, I won't be able to find anybody like that, huh?
No, I didn't say that you wouldn't be. I just realized that it's not in their best interest. If they've invested a lot of time and a lot of money to become a lawyer, and if they want to have a position in a law practice someplace, and or if they want to move into politics, it's not going to be to their advantage to wage war against the system. And again, remember, there has to be something in it for them. If they can't collect money, why would they do it?
Right. Because maybe, I don't know, maybe we could be taking the government to court for all of these crimes that they commit, you know, with putting GMO foods out there and fluoride in the water. I mean, just simple, obvious things, you know.
Well, I think that it is possible, but, you know, we need to understand how to convene a grand jury. And a grand jury can do that kind of work that, whereas the ordinary legal system might not even want to touch it. But that's a huge topic in itself, and I'm not versed well enough on how to assemble and panel a grand jury to really teach on it extemporaneously.
Right.
Does that pretty well answer the question?
Yeah, it did. Can you put me back on hold so I could listen?
I sure will. Thanks for calling in this morning. Okay, so that was Brian in Oklahoma City calling in. Some good questions. How do you get active right where you are? What do you do when you want to demonstrate against I just use the word what do you want to do when you want to demonstrate, let's say, your displeasure with a corporation like Walmart? You know, how successful is it? You might be able to get people to take notice. Maybe some of the people that shop in a Walmart, if you present your signs properly and have handouts and things like that, and you present them properly, and by properly I mean in a not too obtrusive manner. I mean, there's no reason to turn people off. You turn them off, and they'll look at you like some kind of a lunatic, and then you'll lose more than you'll gain in the process. And so you don't want to do that. If you want to demonstrate against a Walmart store, there are books out there. I can't remember the name of it, But there's an excellent book that was published that really will give you all the background information that you need to know about Walmart, so that your posters, your placards, etc., really are poignant and right on the money. You might even have copies of those books in your possession, you know, like a book bag or an over-the-shoulder bag. Have some handouts and some literature. Offer it to the passersby, but don't put it on their cars. Don't flyer all the windshields in a lot. That's just going to, all that does is close the door. Here's another idea. As opposed to standing outside, one of my recommendations would be to go in and talk to the store manager and see if you couldn't get a meeting with them. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And just a note for those of you that live in the Southwest Missouri area, tomorrow night, Tuesday the 4th of January, at the Down the Lake Cafe, Down the Lane Cafe in Mount Vernon. It's 173076 Lawrence. But at the Down the Lane Cafe in Mount Vernon at 6 o'clock p.m., the Ozark Property Rights Congress is going to be holding their monthly meeting. This is the Mount Vernon or the Lawrence County chapter. And this is another opportunity. You know, if you don't do a precinct group, maybe you'd want to start a property rights group right where you are. again, these could be understood and best understood as non-membership organizations. You know, you don't have to have a membership to come to a precinct meeting. You live in the precinct. You vote in the precinct. You're already a member by default. You don't have to have a membership organization. You may or you may not decide on running it by Robert's Rules of Order. I would recommend that you do. I would recommend that you would follow the Robert's Rules of Order models and even create a bylaw and a mission statement. It gives lends validity to and credibility to your organization. But in addition to that, it also gives you the training, if you will, as to how these organizations that you're going to be interacting with function, because almost all of them use Robert's Rules of Order. They have bylaws, they have presidents, they have regular elections, and so on and so forth. And if you understand how to make a motion and how to effectively fight a motion in a deliberative assembly, you'll just be all the wiser for it. And so with that, again, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock in Mount Vernon, Missouri, at the Down the Lane Cafe, they're going to be getting together and they're going to go over this S-510 bill and look at all of the implications that have now been, you know, dropped upon the farming community right there. And some of those folks are dairy ranchers and dairymen, and they have access to that horrible terroristic element known as raw milk, you know. So there is that. Back to the discussion that our caller from Brian in Oklahoma brought up, and it was in the chat room too. Dog said, you know, made the comment that one of the ways that you can, you know, be effective is to be an insider as an employee, you know, and that's absolutely true with Walmart or any of them. Sometimes, as I recommended, you might be able to get further by going in and starting before you have a protest and launch wage a campaign against a Walmart store, any one individual Walmart store. You might have more success if you go in and talk to the manager of the store and say, hey, look, you know, we're really uptight about blah, 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 and lay out some cogent points, maybe bring along a copy of that Walmart book that was published a couple of years back that really shows the ins and the outs. Maybe that manager's never even looked at it. Maybe the only thing they know about Walmart is what they've been told by management, by corporate, you know, and make sure that they understand that on XYZ day at XYZ time from 1 hour to another hour, you're going to be there and you've already talked to the manager and he understands your position and he knows that you're not going to interfere with the operation of the business or the free flow of traffic in and out of the lot. Maybe you'd be able to park your vehicles on their property with your signs if you had pickup trucks and stuff like that and set up a table and do a little bit of tabling and disseminate some information and do it in an informative way rather than a hostile way. And you might have a heck of a lot more success with that program than you would just by clandestinely appearing with your V from Vendetta mask out of the woodworks and descending on them, because if they feel threatened or if they feel like they're under attack, they would do what any other businessman will do, is they'll pick up the telephone and let their fingers do the dialing. One ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy, 911, and the next thing you know, you've got one of these multi-jurisdictional unified police forces descending upon you. Tasers following. All right, so why bother with that? Just doesn't work out too good. So again, we look at the precincts. That's important. It's a very fundamental building block of our system. Now, everybody talks, oh, man, we got to get a sheriff. We got to get a sheriff. Well, my recommendation is that what you really want is a county clerk. What you really want is the election authority. That's a position that the parties will guard carefully, all right? Because if there's any truth to it, and I believe there certainly is, that the electronic voting devices stand between us and a fair election, then what we really need to do is have our own candidate run and won as the county clerk in an overwhelming election, all right? Overwhelming, outpouring, lots of advertisement, lots of stuff in the newspapers, and win that county clerk's position. Now you've got somebody that will actually work from the inside to ensure that we have an honest election, and they will be able to give us all of the secrets about those electronic voting devices that have been withheld from us, and will help us to be able to do a hand count, you know, hand recounts and things like that. So that office, to me, initially, is even more important than a county sheriff, and especially when we start having county sheriffs turning into CEOs of a multi-jurisdictional unified police force in the New World Order Army against the people. All right? So we have the precincts. That's a very fundamental place. That's the beginning point. You'll find right there that people, once they start to get the idea that they haven't been represented And as you show more people about the Corporation Nation, as you show more people about Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism and those kinds of videos, and you start handing out stuff to people, they wake up, and they wake up just like that, almost instantaneously. As soon as they see it, it's like an aha experience. Everybody knew there was something wrong, but now they can actually see what's wrong. And it's nice to know what's wrong so that we're not just, you know, running around chasing our, you know, our tail feathers all the time. So number one is working in the precincts. The second part, of course, then is looking at your towns. If you live in a town, as I do, and as many of you have heard, you know, my town seems to be wanting to go more tyrannical than they ought because it's a very small town, imposing all kinds of ordinances and fines and penalties and exactions of every kind. So when you're working in a small, you know, town, you live in a small town, I certainly intend to run for mayor in this town. And I will put my money behind that campaign, all right? But I will be, I did run for the county committeeman, and I have a tough challenge here because the county commissioner, the presiding commissioner, also, he and his wife also happen to be the county committee man and county committee woman for this county. So I'm going up against intergenerational landholding and somebody that went to school in the area and everybody knows him. I'm going up against him as kind of a newcomer coming in from another county and really from another state, coming from Washington 20 years ago. But I'm going up against it's a tough race. All right, that's all there is to it. I'm going to have to really wage a campaign to win at any of these things. But I will, you know. And so I'll run as mayor, you know. But I might run as an alderman if an alderman position comes up first. It doesn't matter to me. So that's the next step, is looking at your town system. And then maybe you've got an engineering background. How about looking at the water plant? How's that working out over there? Maybe get a chance to work in the water plant. Maybe you could take the fluoride out of the water. Maybe you could start ordering really good water analysis so that you can find out what's in the groundwater there and make sure that no admixtures are going into the water supply, that the best water that you offer the people is the water that comes out of the ground, that sort of stuff. And then maybe do some pre-filtering. Some of these water systems don't have much for pre-filtering. So that's another place. And then you go up to the next level, the municipal level, the cities. You know, that's a whole other thing. You live in Austin, Texas. You live in Dallas, you know, Dallas-Fort Worth, the metro area, the metroplexes, Seattle, Portland, you know, wherever you live, Boston. City government is a whole other kettle of fish. You know, you're really going to have to be somebody, you know, to be elected there. But again, you start at the local voting precinct level. You've got to have support. You've got to have that base. So rather than running for the mayor of Chicago, Deanne, my suggestion has always been start a local voting precinct group. Start at the county level and actually become a member of the county committee for that party. Both parties, I think. We ought to take all the parties. I'm not for creating stronger parties. I advocate the abolition of the established two-party political system, which can be done legally, lawfully, and orderly from within the system in a couple of years. There's only 177,000 local voting precincts all across America. In the 3,066 counties, we don't need millions and millions served. What we need are some people that are actually willing to get busy, roll their sleeves up, and get on with the process of taking our government back. All right? And that we can do. And it's hard to say whether we really even want to take this particular government back, but we're going to need to get the reins of power in our hands for a while, or we're just flat-out toast, folks. All right? Now, I was saying that 2 years ago when I came on air. All right? So now we're just doubly toasted. We're burned all around the edges, and it's getting worse and worse and worse, and it's not going to get better, you know, as long as we keep running after and chasing all the symptoms and lamenting over the victims instead of eradicating the disease, it ain't going to get any better. And the answer wasn't ending the Fed, all right, as Clint Richardson and Walter Burian has pointed out. It's not the Fed so much. The Fed does get audited, you know. It's a CAFRA, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. It's not ending the Fed. We need to get the corporations, this corporate governance system, we need to get the government out of corporations and the corporations out of government. And that we'll find out more about as we continue with our studies from Gustavus Myers, the history of the American great American fortunes. All right, and it started a long, long time ago. It started while they were still wearing tricorn hats, all right, and were they still carrying the 50... caliber muskets around, all right? Started way back with the mourner's benches, but it's entrenched. We went through the Astors and the Vanderbilts, you know, and the Goulds and the rest of them. This is a long train of abuses that we've suffered here. But the corporations have basically sewn it all up. They've sewn it all up. They created the bank, then they brought in the lawyers, and the lawyers created the legislature, and they run it. They own it all, including you. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So once again, just kind of taking this first day of the new year to review some of the fundamental basics of taking this country back. One precinct, one town, one county, one state at a time. Looking at the difference between towns and cities, of course, towns and cities are quite different. And it takes a lot more, it'll require a lot more of you, let's say, to effectively operate, manage, and govern, if you will, a city than it does a small town. But a small town is a great primer. Maybe a lot of people around the United States, they live in suburbs, towns, like bedroom communities. Let's say for the Seattle, Tacoma area, you might live in Bellevue or Redmond or Kirkland or someplace like that, North City, etc. Smaller town governments where you could begin and get your feet wet as to how bigger city government actually works. Now, depending on what county you live in, you might live in a county somewhere out here in the Midwest or any of the several states where there is no large city. Okay, so in those areas, your county government is going to be far stronger than your municipal, your metropolitan governments. But if you live in some place like King County. That's kind of a hard call because you've got Bellevue, Redmond, and et cetera. But if you lived in King County, Washington, for instance, the city, the metropolitan city government, metro, you know, of city of Seattle, may be very, 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 very much bigger and more difficult kettle of fish to get involved with than even the county government. But if you live out in the hinterlands, like if you lived in Greene County of Missouri, for instance, where Springfield is the big city, you'll find that Springfield probably has just a whole lot more clout and walks with a far bigger stick than the county government. Here where I'm at, the county government is bigger than the city governments, I would imagine, by some ways, okay? So there's different layers of government that you can intersect within. And again, my recommendation is to embed within the existing political parties, move in, take a seat at the table, become an elected official. Short of that, you could become an employee. Working inside, just as our chatter in the chat room mentioned, you become an insider inside and you start ferreting, working, boring from within. Remember the Joseph principle, don't forget it. How Joseph in the Bible says, reportedly sidled up alongside the Pharaoh and became the Grand Vizier, all right? And began to tax the snakes not out of the Egyptians and other people. So there's a lot of power from that behind the position, behind the curtain position. And if you can get into that position, you could start affecting positive change right where you are as well. Now, beyond the counties, then, we have the regional counties of government, all right? This is the bundling idea, regionalism, where in the state of Missouri, we have the state separated up into certain regional councils. I don't recall the number offhand, but here in the southwestern portion of Missouri, we're in the a regional council of government where their headquarters are up near Joplin, Missouri, and they hold regular meetings, and they bring in all kinds of stuff to the cities and the counties in that area. The regional councils of government is a hotbed of the change agent, all right? It's where the money flows from the international financial community down through to your small towns, right? They go around and they have all of these various programs. They have a call window. They open up the call window and they hang their head out and go, squeeze, wee, go on, piggies, go on, piggies. Get your nose down in that trough, all right? They got all the free money and all the little town guys and all the county commissioners. They all just hustle up there and they get their nose in the trough because they want to bring home some of that bacon for themselves, right? All right, so that's what they do. So regional councils of government, that's another layer. You know, maybe you get, you know, you are a secretary or receptionist type. Maybe you could, you know, you're good with Excel and Word and those sort of things. Maybe you could get a job as a receptionist working for a regional council of government. Mm-hmm. Have a little bit of inside knowledge there. That's a possibility. If nothing else, you can go and visit and sit down on those meetings. All right? They have public, it's a public thing, quasi-public, quasi-governmental, but they have meetings and you can go and sit as an observer and take plenty of notes. They hate that. Bring your legal pad and tape recorder. Take notes. They hate that. I can guarantee you. Then there's the congressional and senatorial districts. This is a whole other layer of the onion that very, very few people ever interact at. But until you get involved with the senatorial and the congressional district side of things, you're really not seeing the window that exists between the federal government and the state governments. And, of course, then there's the state government. And at every one of these places, the corporation nation will show you that it's just chuck-a-luck full of minor corporations that are basically running the whole system, this idea of corporate governance that Clint Richardson and Walter Burian have brought out now so well. This is a place that we need to look. The more we understand about this system, the more solutions we might be able to find within that system. All right? If they're in the business right now, basically, of just really stacking in the chips, literally, and where the amount that they have to pay out to, let's say, student or teachers in a teacher's union pension program, the amount they have to pay out to the teachers is less than what they receive from the teachers that are actively employed. You know, you've got your birth-death ratio to look at. They've got this continuing expansion of the illegal alien invasion of our country. They always are trying to downsize the classroom so that you've got two teachers teaching five children, you know. So they've got lots more teachers. It's to their advantage to bring in more teachers and to have more classrooms because every time they do that, it improves their bottom line of the portfolio for the pension group. All right, the pension plan. It's just good business for them. It's bad for us. It's good for them. All right. So you look at these various things. We look at the congressional and senatorial district. Now, we just had a big change here in the state of Missouri. Billy Long, was returned to Congress, or sent to Congress, replacing Roy Blunt in his congressional seat as Roy Blunt moves up to the Senate. Now, will Billy Long be a voice for the people? He ran on that platform. Will he actually be that? Or did he finally get his marching instructions when he got to Washington? You know, here's your house and here's your car. And this is where you get your paycheck. And by the way, you work for a corporation. And if you come out and tell the people that it's all a corporation nation, you can be assured that none of your legislation will ever pass. And you'll be a one-termer if you survive it. You know, so that's important. Then there's the state government again. At the state level, one of the places that just screams out for more attention and more people, you know, I can't do everything, but there screams out for more attention, and that is that there's all of these boards, tons of them. There's a board for just about everything in this pluralistic world that we live in. There's every kind of a trick hat, you know, board that you can imagine that's set up, and sometimes those boards just sit there and they only have one or two people on them. They're ineffective, don't do anything, or if they do anything, they do it by a diktat or fiat, all right? It's because there's nobody there. So maybe you could be on one of these boards, you know, and all you have to do is drive to your state capitol a few times a year, and you could sit on the boards, and you could actually make changes from the highest level inside of state government. And then, of course, you've got your Secretary of State's office. That's another important office. This is just exactly the same as your county clerk. If the Secretary of State, and they do, run the elections in your state, then one of the most important offices that we need to be focusing on is the Secretary of State, not the governor's race. It's the Secretary of State that gives us back our keys to a free, open, and honest election system. The state of Missouri has a constitutional prohibition against any kind of balloting other than paper or mechanical means. And I can assure you that an electronic voting device is not mechanical. When the Constitutional Convention was held, what they meant by mechanical was the big Iron Maiden voting machine with the levers and all of that stuff, not an electronic voting device. So really, Kit Bond, one of the co-sponsors of the Help America Vote Act of 2000, was running against what he knew was a constitutional prohibition here in his home state of Missouri when he had advocated that we switch over to these electronic voting devices. He knows better. Roy Blunt supported it as well. So these are things that we can actually do, and we need to do. And the sooner that we get this taken care of and get these problems corrected, the more chances that we might have of being able to start turning the tide on this beast system. But as I've said before, if you're not willing to put your hat in the ring here and work for this, Katie, bar the door. You've lost your birthright. You're going to wake up very soon, if not already there, in a country that's owned by somebody else. The corporations are huge. Their influence are monstrous. And unfortunately, not all the corporations are GM or Microsoft. A lot of the corporations that are really doing us the greatest harm are all of this multitude of agencies set up and created by Franklin Delano Roosevelt and others before him and many after him. The Administrative Procedures Act, right? The way they finance and fund themselves. They drive the corporations. They are, through proxy voting, the corporations. They elect the CEOs and the COOs because they hold the majority stock shares in all of these corporations. So government is corporation, and corporations are government. Factor that one into the discussion for this year. You know, there's lots of things that we can talk about. You know, tunips and turnips and tulips and potatoes and beans and bullion and bullets. Yeah, but there's bigger fish to fry. Folks, that's it for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Till then, see you.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.